Weddings are always fun, right?
Yes, I love weddings.
Yeah. There's a young couple that's giving away their independence, and judging by statistics, will probably be divorced in 4.7 years. But other than that, there's the lonely people looking to hook up.
God, you have such a sour look at weddings.
Drunk uncle sticking his junk in the punch when people aren't looking.
Oh, that's why it tasted like that.
And of course, there's always so many awkward moments at weddings. And Audrey is on the phone today because she wants to call a dude that she met at a wedding, and he was actually the cause of the major awkwardness at the wedding.
What?
Audrey, what's up?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So the guy that you want to call today actually caused some drama at the wedding. Am I reading your email correctly?
Yeah, he definitely made an impression during the ceremony.
Please, please don't tell me that you're trying to get a call back from the groom.
No.
Okay, good.
He was actually doing the wedding video.
Oh, he's a videographer. So he wasn't even like a friend or anything. He was an employee.
Well, he's a friend of the groom.
Okay. So it was his buddy who was filming the thing.
Yeah.
All right. And your email said that something really awkward happened. What was that?
Well, when it came time for them to read their vows, he forgot to press record, and he had to have them repeat them, basically.
Shut up. He actually stopped them in the middle and said, I didn't get that. Can you redo it?
Cut.
Yeah, it was super awkward. He had to get up in front of everyone and apologize. And yeah, it was really awkward.
Oh, my gosh.
Did he give him any direction? Like, okay, we're going to run this back again, but you... I need you to really have more emotion in this.
Yeah. Could you have one single tear drop down your cheek?
No directions, but he definitely felt super awful about it, and it was really awkward.
Wait, I'm confused, though. Were you on a date with him at the wedding while he was videoing the wedding?
No. So, you know, after this happened during the ceremony, he pretty much had no one talking to him during the reception.
Just sitting by himself with his video camera alone in the corner.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly. So I felt really bad for the guy, and I struck up a conversation with him, brought him a drink. I just felt really bad for him. He seemed like he genuinely just made a mistake, and, you know, he was really beating himself up over this, like, this is the dumbest mistake anyone could have made. I just ruined their wedding, and I was just trying to make him feel better, like, no, you know, you could have swung the camera around and hit the bride in the face. Like, that would have been worse.
You're like, no one barely even noticed what you did.
Well, they noticed.
Everybody noticed. Okay, so you were sitting there trying to make him feel better, and is that what your date is, or did you guys actually go out on a date?
We did not go out on a date. We hung out during the wedding. We hung out for, like, probably a few hours.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, and, like, it started out that I just felt bad for him and wanted to cheer him up, but the more we got to talking and hanging out, he's just a really sweet guy, and we actually kind of have a lot in common. Oh. So I guess I sort of started getting feelings for him throughout this time we spent together.
More than just feeling bad for him? Different feelings?
Yeah, more than just feeling bad for him.
Okay.
I even gave him a little kiss towards the end of the night. And, you know, and that definitely cheered him up, and I thought it was going great.
A pity kiss. You gave him a little pity kiss because you felt bad for him.
Well, it was half pity kiss and half I really wanted to kiss him.
Okay, so there was still a little bit of pity in there. All right.
What was his reaction after you kissed him?
It seemed like he liked it. Like, he seemed to be happier, like, kind of forgetting about what had happened. But not long after that, he kind of disappeared, and I didn't get a chance to exchange numbers with him or anything. So I got his number from the bride, and I texted him, and he hasn't responded. So I don't know what happened, or I don't know.
You haven't heard anything from him at all?
No.
I would assume when you guys were talking, you know he's single, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I'm just thinking,
so
like, because, like, if a girl kisses you and then you disappear, maybe you're guilty, or I don't know.
I hadn't even thought of that, actually.
Oh, no.
But I'd like to find out if that's what it is.
Yeah.
I really felt like we hit it off, and I'd like to see him again.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Great. Thanks.
All right. Hang on.